from Luminary and Atypical Artists. You're listening to The College Tapes. This is episode 8, Non Facias Malum, by Lauren Shippen.
What time is it?
7:47. 4 minutes since you last asked.
Okay, cool. I have the same time on my watch.
Well, that's how time works.
That's how it's supposed to work.
If you're so worried about time slipping again, why are we here?
This is the only rare manuscript library on campus where they don't make you register guests and then watch you like a hawk while you read books with white gloves on. Also, it's always empty, as you can see.
The fact that you guys have multiple rare book libraries is, like, so nuts. You really found your place, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean, you guess?
Anything interesting coming up in Agent Green's files?
I mean, yeah. A lot of stuff, like this whole order thing that Dr. Bright was talking about. It's been around for, like, centuries.
Yeah, Oliver's notes say the same thing.
Anything about secret societies in there? All Agent Green has is, in modern times, the membership of the Order of the Eye has been fed by several groups, both the ancient monastic order that founded it, as well as newer and less formalized groups, blah, blah. But, like, no weird symbols or Latin or mentions of black robes and like basement meetings.
At least his notes are organized. I can barely read half the stuff here.
I can barely read at all anymore. How long have we been doing this?
Only 2 hours.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And we're not even halfway through these. Fuck.
Okay, here we go.
You found something?
Latin in Oliver's notes, next to some truly insane drawings.
What is that?
I don't even want to know, but look. Non facias malum ut inde fiat bonum.
What does it mean?
I don't know anything, but I'm gonna find out. Do wrong to do right.
Huh?
I think that's what it means. The Latin in Oliver's notes.
That was not as helpful as I was hoping it would be.
No, not really. Kind of encouraging though, right? I mean, if the Sedalis people want to be doing right...
Just because something's in Latin doesn't mean that it has to do with them.
I know. I wish we could talk to Oliver.
I think we should focus on figuring out the symbol.
Right, I had a thought about that. So, we know some elements of the symbol already. The caduceus, which I think in this case stands for transformation. Erit transfigurari, the shedding of snakeskin, etc.
Okay.
And then there's the alchemical symbols for salt and mercury, the body and the mind. But there doesn't seem to be a symbol for sulfur or soul, which is the third prime. But maybe the little lines here are part of that?
What?
But I think those lines are actually not Roman or Greek at all. But from an entirely different system. Ah, yeah, right here. You see? Norse symbology. This is the helm of awe. Doesn't it kind of look similar?
Yeah, it does. Wait, when did you figure all this out?
While you were outside on the phone with Sadie?
I've been back for 20 minutes, and you're just telling me this stuff now?
Mixing Greco-Roman and Norse symbology is weird. I wanted to see if Oliver had anything in his notes.
And you didn't think I could help?
I got distracted. Caleb, are you mad at me right now? I figured something out. I don't know what this has to do with time loops or what I saw in the basement, but there is something here. There really is a secret society here, and if their symbol is a mix of a bunch of different things, then we're dealing with something new, something weird.
You don't have to sound so excited.
What?
It's like you're treating this like a fun puzzle.
Come on, Latin, Norse mythology, ancient atypical orders, this is fascinating,
My friend was kidnapped, Adam.
I know that.
And I don't think that's fascinating.
Neither do I, of course.
This isn't one of our stakeouts, Adam. We're not in high school anymore.
You don't have to tell me that.
What is that supposed to mean?
Why are you being so...
So what?
Difficult. It's like nothing I do is good enough for you. I'm trying to help you.
You're the one that called me.
Yeah, well, I'm not the only one doing that these days, am I?
Really? Is that what this is about?
No, this is about the fact that I'm helping you with something atypical and you hate it.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to find my missing friend. I want all the help that I can get.
Well, then stop telling me how to help you.
I just want you to take this seriously.
I am.
Adam. I need you to... Look, why don't you just go get some air? I think we've both been cooped up too long.
Don't tell me what to do.
Please?
I get it.
You get what?
You don't want to feel my dumb, non-atypical emotions.
That's not at all what I meant.
It's okay, Caleb. I've gotten used to this.
Used to what?
You pushing me away.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's some nice revisionist history.
Whatever, Caleb. This whole idea was stupid in the first place.
Wait, are you not coming back?
I have early class tomorrow.
Oh, so that's it? You're just gonna give up?
You tell me. You know what that looks like. Fuck. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna give up on you. This. Caleb? I'm sorry, okay? So what? You're just gonna give me the silent treatment? Real mature. Come on, Caleb, just talk to me.
Shit.
Caleb, where are you? Wow, okay, bye then. Caleb?
Adam?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Well, I left, and then I came back in, and you were totally ignoring me.
What are you talking about?
Which I'm now realizing was not you ignoring me, but you... Did you notice me come back in?
No, I ran after you. But I didn't even get outside. I came back through the other entrance. What the fuck is going on?
Hold on. Let me try something.
Adam? God damn it, Adam.
Okay, that time, it threw me back in here, Adam. Just like it did for you. Oh, dude. You can't hear me again, huh? Shit.
Come on, dude.
Okay. Hopefully what you'll just stay there.
Fuck?
Now I just wait.
Shit. What do I do? Did he get outside? Why wouldn't he come back? What am I... What? Go through the front door. How?
Caleb, can you see me?
Adam, how... You went outside, but that's your handwriting.
Time loops. We're dealing with time loops. Or just dimensional loops in general, in both the third and fourth dimensions. For some reason, going through the front door pushes us forward in time, so when one of us goes through, we get out of sync with the other, and that's why we can't see each other. What time does your phone have?
3156.
Cool.
What about your watch?
Well, the hands are just spinning around really fast counterclockwise. That can't be a good sign.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's gonna be okay. Let's just leave, you know? Out the back entrance.
You mean the one that just brought us both back in here?
Well, if the front door put us forward in time and also back in the building, maybe the back door will do the reverse.
Worth a try?
Right. I mean, like, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, we could be hurled into another dimension entirely, one in which our squishy human bodies can't survive.
But, like, that's not likely, right?
I honestly have no idea.
Awesome. Ready?
I am if you are. Well, that answers that.
At least we didn't get torn apart by space and time.
Yet.
Okay, so, are we stuck here? Trapped in some kind of time loop thing?
It seems like it. Okay, but we have to be careful. No more going through any doors alone.
You're the one who...
I know. That was rash. I didn't realize... Look, this is all pretty new to me.
Yeah, me too.
You've never experienced anything like this before?
I think you'd know if I had.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you've been up to in the past year. It seems like you have a lot of new atypical friends.
None of them can bend time.
Okay, fair enough. Have you heard of any atypical ability that could do this?
Nope. Sam might know, though. Yeah, I mean, she's a time traveler. This is kind of her area.
It's definitely worth a shot.
She's in Europe right now, so who knows what time zone she's in.
But who knows what time zone we're in right now?
Good point. Whoa! Yeah. Nope, fuck that. Okay, so phones don't work in here.
That makes sense, I guess.
So, new plan. Are there other exits out of here?
I'm not sure, actually.
I thought this was your favorite library.
It is. It's gorgeous and quiet and no one's ever here. In reality, I'm kind of resenting right now. But outside of this main room, it gets pretty twisty.
Twisty?
It's just a lot of really claustrophobic rooms full of old musty books.
I thought you would love that.
Old musty books, yes. Super low ceilings, not so much.
Okay, guess we should do some exploring.
Great. Poking around an old dark library while time moves irregularly around us. Sounds like a recipe for success.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not like there's anyone else here.
What the fuck?
Where's that coming from?
It sounds like maybe upstairs. Should we?
You didn't see anyone else in here, right?
Nope. It's a big place, though. Not to mention, a cult meets in the basement, so...
Whoever it is, they sound not happy. God, I see what you mean. This is claustrophobic.
Wait, shh. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Exactly. The voice has stopped.
You're right. You did hear them, though, right? I'm not hallucinating.
Or we both are.
That's comforting.
And my watch is still spinning.
And my phone is somehow showing the time as zero. I can't believe that watch still works.
Well, it doesn't at the moment.
You know what I mean.
It's a good watch.
Good.
Had to replace the battery a couple times, but yeah, it's a good watch. The only 18th birthday present I still use. So, thank you.
Of course. I like that you're still rocking the wide band style.
Yeah, well, I might not be the most fashionable person in the world, but I am consistent.
No, I'm serious. It's always really suited you. It used to drive me crazy before we started dating. All I wanted to do was hold your hand, and your chunky watch was like this armor.
Why'd you find me a new one, then?
Because I respect the armor. And I started to like it when I realized it wasn't there to keep me away.
Caleb, I never want to keep you away.
Really? Because you've been doing a pretty good job of it the past year.
What?
What the?
God, please be someone who can get us out of here. What the hell?
Try pulling.
They're push doors.
I know, but they're also doors that are supposed to lead to the outside, so who knows what will happen.
Here, you try. Hello? Can you hear us?
They won't budge. Shit! What the hell?
I don't know. Are you okay?
Yeah, you?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Okay, so time loops, disembodied voices, mysterious banging from outside, no way out. I know that this isn't ghosts, but it sure fucking feels like it's ghosts.
God, can you imagine? After all the crazy shit we've been through, to find out that ghosts are real.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking awesome.
It really would be.
Okay. So, we should probably come up with a game plan. If someone is doing this to us, maybe there's a way to counteract it. I know that my empath ability isn't exactly powerful enough to go up against some time-manipulating atypical, but you are, like, the smartest person I know, so if anyone can figure out something, it's you.
Caleb, what did you mean before?
What?
That I've been keeping you away. I haven't... We talked about it. After we broke up, we agreed that giving each other space was the right thing to do, and then we were going to try to be friends, but you stopped texting me.
No, I didn't.
I mean, yeah, you didn't ghost me or anything, but you responded to my text. You never texted first.
I didn't think you wanted me to.
Why wouldn't I?
Look, your Instagram was so... I mean, you've been so caught up with school and your radio show and then this summer in London. It didn't seem like you were exactly missing me.
Bullshit.
Excuse me?
You know as well as anyone that social media doesn't tell the full story, or even the real story. You just didn't want to talk to me anymore.
That's not true.
You know, you could have just been honest with me when you dumped me, that you didn't want to actually be friends.
Dumped you? Fuck, you're doing a lot of rewriting history today, Adam.
How else would you describe it? You're the one who brought it up. The one who decided to jump into the state of the relationship.
Because you wanted to.
What are you talking about? Just because I wanted us to do more on our own doesn't mean that I wanted to end the relationship.
You were constantly pushing me away.
How?
Pushing me into the AM internship, trying to convince me to spend more time with Mark over breaks when that was the only time you and I were actually in the same place.
Because I didn't want you to feel like you had to hide your atypical side from me.
I never felt that.
Except you stopped talking to me about it. You would always tell me everything about your ability and how different things felt, how my emotions felt to you.
That was the problem.
What do you mean?
I could feel it.
Feel what?
The doubt.
What doubt?
The doubt you were feeling about me. About us.
Caleb, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't have to protect me from it. You were feeling it then, and you're feeling it again now. I was just trying to do the right thing. Let you go. Make it easy on you.
Is that why you...
I just wanted what was best for you.
That's not up to you.
Adam!
You know, Alice said something to me when we were at the AM.
I'm sure whatever it was, she didn't mean it. It's just Alice.
So you're not still in love with me?
I can't do this right now. I just need some air.
Caleb, you know that doesn't go outside.
Well, then I need some time or fucking space or whatever.
Caleb.
Just, we can sync back up. Just give me a sec.
God damn it. Fuck.
Shit, why did I leave? No. Adam! Adam! Open the door, Adam! Fuck, please! But my phone.
Is that even a Yale building?
Duh, that's Russell Library.
Come on, pick up.
Oh my God, do you ever study?
Adam, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't think I shouldn't have left, and now I'm trapped, and I'm just... I'm sorry. I don't know if you can even get this, but my phone started working, so like, maybe... Please, if you get this, just come outside, if you can, or just let me in, whatever. I need to... You were right. We need to stick together. We should have stuck together. I wanted to so badly, but I couldn't. I was going to hurt you. I needed it to be your choice. I needed you loving me to be your choice, and I couldn't. I'm so scared. Even now, I'm so scared. I keep feeling you, and I think that maybe there's a chance, except what if it's me? Fuck. I'm going to get you back. Get back in there. I will. I promise. Okay. Okay. You can do this. God damn it. Fuck, that hurt. God, I wish Alice was here. Alice! She can get here. She can pull open the door and... Oh, God. Please. Adam? Adam, I'm so sorry.
Caleb? When'd you get here?
Just now. I tried to come right back in, but the doors wouldn't open.
How'd you get in?
They just unlocked again after a minute. I really tried to come right back in. I never should have left in the first place.
It was only a few minutes for you?
Yeah. Why? How long was it for you?
Much, much longer.
Adam, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm just glad. I really thought I might be stuck in here forever.
I was able to get out, and it's day now, so I think maybe whatever this was, it's over.
God, I hope so.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I found something.
What?
All the symbols? Greek? Roman? Norse? It was the Norse that really set it off. It's so random, yet so specific. And then I started looking through old Yale stuff, and there's this club.
Are those yearbooks?
I figured if all this stuff is happening at Yale, maybe it's been going on for a while. I mean, it's not like secret societies put their membership photos in the yearbook, but... See? Right there. The Helm of Awe. All by itself, and the banner for the Mythology Club. And on the other side, the Caduceus.
Whoa.
And right here, I know that guy.
What?
He's one of Caitlin's professors, Jason Beck. Looks like he was part of the mythology club when he was at law school here.
You think he's atypical?
I think he's more than a professor.
God, only you would have noticed a symbol in a tiny photo from 10 years ago. You're incredible. All right. Let's go see him and just get the hell out of here.
Yes, please. But can we get food first? I haven't eaten in... I actually have no idea.
Absolutely. Food, Professor Guy, sleep. You're taking all this with you?
We're not technically supposed to take any books out of Russell, but... You know what? No one is ever in here, and we've been trapped in a time loop in this stupid library, and no one has noticed, so... I'm gonna say it's probably okay.
Wow, Adam Hayes. Breaking the library rules. You really have grown, huh?
Shut up.
Come on, let's...
Shh! Do you...
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Who is that?
I didn't realize anyone else was in this building. What's up?
Who the hell are you?
You guys haven't noticed anything odd, have you?
Why?
No reason.
Have you noticed anything odd?
Hmm? No, no, God no. Totally normal here. This is very normal, this library. This is still a library, right?
Okay, I don't know who you are or what you're doing here, but you better start talking fast.
Ooh, aren't you scary? I'm positively quaking.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Look, why don't you just... Oliver? Oliver, thank God. I got here as fast as I could. I've been
Whoa, you drove all the way here for me?
Yeah, you weren't answering your phone. Oh, hi. I didn't realize it. Hold on. Caleb? Adam? Mark?
Hey, man.
What the hell are you guys doing here?
This is a school? We're students? What are you doing here?
You know these
We're
guys?
My friend here. Yeah, they're old friends. Caleb, Adam, this is Oliver.
Hey.
Oliver.
Oliver? Oliver Ritz, the alchemist?
Oh, yes I am. So glad my reputation precedes me.
I really need to talk to you.
Hold on, me first. Oliver, did you fix it?
I'm thinking it has something to do with the fact that we've been trapped in a time loop. Hmm?
What?
Oh. Shit.
The College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode is written by Lauren Shippen. In it, you heard the voices of Alex Gallner as Adam, Brigham Snow as Caleb, Christian Brune as Oliver, and Andrew Nowak as Mark. Additional voices provided by Hugo Pierre Martin and Anne-Brielle Bresnan. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.